Well, lots of us have made the rueful observation that it's pretty sad when we think of, oh, I don't know, 28 as a gift of warm weather from the weather gods. But that's what we've come to in this endless, snowy, icy, cold winter. But indeed, we have a warm-up to celebrate, if that's not overstating things too strongly. Here to tell us more is MLive and FarmerWeather.com meteorologist Mark Torregrossa. Mark, what's up with this warmer weather?
Well, southwesterly flow, bringing warmer temperatures in, and it's also what we'll be saying thank you for this warmer temperatures to that will also bring us the rain, snow, freezing rain, and high winds over the next 48 hours.
Oh, good heavens. All right, so who's getting what and where?
Here's what's going to happen. There's a strong storm system that's going to move to Lake Superior, probably as far as the low pressure center of it, looks like one of the strongest, if not the strongest, we've had so far this winter. What does that mean? It's a wind maker, a big wind maker. By Thursday night and Friday, all of the Lower Peninsula, maybe much of the UP, could have wind gusts to 50 miles an hour.
Delightful.
Yeah, delightful. Now, for today, we're good. If you got to travel, I would recommend today, very early tomorrow morning, very early, before the precipitation hits. The precipitation will hit the Lower Peninsula from southwest to northeast. First is snow, then a period of freezing rain, and then it will warm up considerably tomorrow afternoon into the 40s as we have rain, about a half inch to three quarters of an inch of rain in most areas. Now, I've gotten through the warm part of the storm.
Yes.
The cold part of the storm comes in sometime, it looks like Thursday night, when the storm center moves up to Lake Superior. A strong cold front moves across the Lower Peninsula. Winds switch to the west, start to gust to 50 miles an hour, and we'll go from temperatures in the 40s to, by Friday morning, probably down to about 32 to 35-ish in the Lower Peninsula.
Okay.
And by Friday afternoon, probably down into the upper 20s. And by the time we get to the weekend, we're right back down to lows in the single digits and teens and highs in the 20s. Friday is the iffy day. Will the roads blow dry off, as I call it,
yeah,
with the strong winds,
yeah,
or will they freeze up and remain icy?
So if we want to accentuate the positive, I think the best thing we can do is realize spring is a month away, yeah?
Yes, that's a good thing to do. And one thing that I would encourage you to do, I'm going to do it now, get out, clean off the sidewalk of the snow right now while it's mushy and melty and you can move it, because if you've got some ruts from this last snowstorm and you leave it until Thursday night or Friday, it's going to be a real hazardous ankle breaker out there for you.
It's nice that you're a nice guy, Mark. We can't hate you. You're a nice guy. And we know you don't make the weather. You just bring us the bad news.
I feel like I'm going to have to join that witness protection program where I have to move to Nebraska and change my name if this weather doesn't change soon.
Well, I just know the first day you tell us that we're going to break 60, we will all love you. The heavens will open and the angels will sing.
I'm watching for it. I can't say it yet, though.
Meteorologist Mark Torregrossa with MLive and FarmerWeather.com. Thanks so much, Mark. Well, not really.
You're welcome. Really.